Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets was also moved. He ended up becoming a Dallas Cowboy. And so he's going to be with the Dallas Cowboys, and obviously it improves their run defense with him and Logan Wilson from Cincinnati and what have you. Jerry Jones for the Dallas Cowboys already acquired. One would argue that the Dallas Cowboys' run defense has been vastly improved, that their ability to get to the pass has been somewhat improved with Williams arriving. I'm of the mindset that it's too little too late. I know that Quinnen Williams can ball. I know that everybody's looking at him and they're saying, hey, this is a good move by Jerry Jones. It's a good move for the Dallas Cowboys. It's a good move. It's an upgrade. I get all of that. I'm just of the mindset that they're 3-5-1. And there's 11 teams in the National Football League Conference that's ahead of the Dallas Cowboys. They're not going anywhere this season. That's just the bottom line. Let's look at it. Let's call it what it is, okay? Let's really look at things and what it is. Do you understand that the Dallas Cowboys have two complete divisions that have a better record than them? Every team in the NFC North and every team in the NFC West have a better record than the Dallas Cowboys. That would be Green Bay. That would be Detroit. That would be Minnesota. That would be Chicago. Who, by the way, Chicago beat Dallas. In the NFC West, that would be Seattle. That would be LA. That would be San Francisco. That would be the Arizona Cardinals, who just beat the Dallas Cowboys. Not to mention Tampa. Not to mention the Philadelphia Eagles already 3.5 games ahead of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Dallas Cowboys ain't going anywhere this season, okay? Because Jerry Jones didn't pull the trigger on this deal a week earlier. Perhaps had you done that, there's a couple of games, or at the very least one game that you might have won.